Hey everyone, welcome back to another season of Data Driven Health Radio. I'm your host, Dave Korsunsky. On this show, we dive deep into how you can use data to measure, manage, and optimize your health with the latest science and technology. This show is brought to you by Heads Up, which is our web and mobile app designed for individuals and healthcare professionals who need a precise way to measure and manage health data. Check us out at headsuphealth.com. If you've got comments, questions, or feedback on this show, shoot us an email, support@headsuphealth.com. We'd love to hear from you. And with that said, let's get into our next exciting episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Data Driven Health Radio. I'm your host, Dave Korsunsky. And our special guest today is Brian McMahon. Brian is the Chief Strategy Officer at one of my new favorite companies, Delta G. Excited to dive into their incredible lineup of exogenous ketone products. So, Brian, thank you for joining the show and being willing to share your expertise with us here today.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for having me. Really excited to dive in.
So tell us a little bit about Delta G as a company first, just an overview for the listeners, and then we can go into some specific questions about the product, about ketosis, about different fueling strategies, and all the other nerdy stuff we'll get into post-introduction.
Yeah, perfect. So I'll start with just a general overview of what the product is and what the technology is. And then I think it's worthwhile going into the history of the company. Pretty fascinating history, and it's one of the things that drew me to the company. So,
Why don't we start there? Like, I know there's a whole history even with the patent and how the patent was developed. So, take it away and just give us the backstory as you want to tell it.
Yeah. So, just high level, what we sell is called a ketone monoester. Put simply, it puts you into whatever state of ketosis that you want safely and effectively, and let's say immediately. And the genesis of the company and the technology really started with our founder, Professor Kieran Clark. She's been a professor of physiological biochemistry at Oxford for around 30 years, recently retired, and the late Dr. Richard Veach, who was at the NIH for many, many years. He's really, like, let's say, the father of ketones. So they met in the 1990s and worked together on a few research projects around ketones. And in 2003, DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, they are the, put simply, the venture capital arm of the Department of Defense here in the U.S. So what they do is they invest in emerging technologies that can help the U.S. from a defense perspective. I think they were the first investors in the internet, drones, GPS, things like that. So they had a project at the time called Metabolic Dominance. They were looking for specific fuel sources for soldiers, or we call them war fighters, who are on the battlefield for extended periods of time because they weren't eating their MREs and they were losing a lot of physical capabilities and cognitive acuity, which was leading to a lot of problems, as you can imagine. So this is post 9/11 when things are really heating up. So Veach and Clark presented their data on ketones to this program and hypothesized that they can actually create edible ketones or ketones that you can actually ingest and utilize as an energy source, as an alternative energy source.
Yep.
So DARPA actually granted them $10 million to create an ingestible ketone. I think to this date, that's still the largest grant from DARPA in the human performance realm, even just over 15 years ago. So Veach and Clark had to get to work, and with their team, they had to figure out how can you increase your blood ketones or your ketosis levels to these really deep states that you would get from, let's say, a three-day water fast immediately and safely.
Awesome.
So they tested really everything that's on the market today, and the best compound they were able to go with and effectively create was called a ketone monoester, which I can get into in a bit what that actually means and what that is and why that helps you increase your blood ketones. But they decided that's the molecule they were going to go with. And then, so that's 2005. And then really the research started on safety, efficacy, and how it can help with really performance for the warfighter, both cognitively and physically. And I think just as a really young company, we're pretty blessed because due to the fact that it was created 18 years ago, 19 years ago at this point, they've had a lot of time and researchers have had a lot of time to study the actual compound. So right now, I think we recently counted, we have around 80 published studies using our technology and around 35 ongoing, which if you're a young company in the biotech space or nutritional tech space, and you have like two or three studies, that's pretty good. So we're pretty
well. There's also an incredible body of research on ketogenic,
exactly. Yeah,
in general.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The effects of just your body's own ketosis being studied in all kinds of use cases. So you've got that whole body of research plus the research that's been done with your product.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been able to show in a lot of cases, almost all the cases, let's say, where you've seen ketogenic diet help with something.
Yeah,
we've been able to show that increased blood ketones with our product is able to replicate those benefits.
Awesome.
In a lot of cases. I haven't found one that honestly doesn't help. So yeah, the reason why you may be asking, okay, created in 2005, you do a lot of work. Well, why wasn't it on the market in like 2008 or something? It's a very, very unique, expensive manufacturing process. So it's technical. The technical term for it is transesterification. So you need to take these two molecules, bind them with an ester bond, which is why it's called a monoester. There's one ester bond. And the two raw materials were relatively rare and hard to produce and weren't produced in mass. So that's why it wasn't really sold to the public until around 2019, 2020.
Is that where the patent comes in, Brendan?
Yeah. So once they created it in 2005, they got a nutritional patent, and then they built on that patent with other use case patents, which is why we're pretty much the only monoester in the world right now that's available to the public. But yeah, that kind of brings us to today, where we're selling it now commercially for the first time, and we just started selling it around 3 years ago.
I got you. So it's about 3 years since like real official market launch, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So there's other molecules out there. There's other quote unquote ketone esters out there. But my understanding is they're using a different formulation, so to speak, to try to raise BHB. And then there's your patented formulation of doing it, which is unique to Delta G. So can you maybe just give us a little bit of history on like the patent itself, and like are there other approaches out there that are maybe like less expensive but less effective? You know what I mean? If you could just like help us understand the backstory on that part of it, as just like a little bit of positioning on how it stacks up and how it's different than some of the other stuff out there people may have heard about or tried.
Of course. Yeah, I'd love to. This is like one of my favorite topics, because with any new market, new exciting market, you're going to have people selling things that aren't very effective, but they'll use certain claims and data sets and studies to make it sound like it is effective. But high level, when you think about ingesting ketones, really the ketone body that you're going to be looking for and looking to increase is, as you mentioned, beta-hydroxybutyrate, so BHB. Yeah. You produce three ketones when you're in ketogenesis. Beta-hydroxybutyrate is the one that's going to increase rapidly as you fast or restrict carbohydrates.
And that's the one you measure in blood, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and then acetone, breath.
Yeah.
So BHB we can create through fermentation quite easily these days. But if you were to take BHB on its own orally, you would have a lot of acidity issues because it's an acid. So your teeth enamel would be affected, your stomach lining, et cetera. So that's why I always say with Delta G, it can safely increase your blood ketones.
Yeah.
NIH and Oxford, they had to figure out a way, okay, well, we want to take a lot of BHB, but how do we do that?
I want to take a lot of BHB.
Yeah, exactly. So how do we do that safely? Okay. Yeah. What they decided to do is bind it with an ester bond. And I'll get into the other form factors that are on the market, but with the monoester, they said, okay, well, let's bind BHB to a delivery molecule. that will also convert into small amounts of ketones in the liver. So what they did is they, with BHB, they bind it with an ester bond to this other molecule called R13-butanediol. R13-butanediol, BDO for short, is an alcoholic ketogenic precursor. It's good to think of it like as like a high-powered MCT oil, basically. But when you combine it, when you attach it to a delivery molecule, BHB, you can ingest high amounts of BHB safely because it gets ingested, no acidity issues, and the ester bond gets cleaved in the gut. And then the BHB safely goes to the bloodstream and the butanediol or BDO gets sent to the liver and then converted into even more ketones, even more BHB.
Yeah.
So when you look at the market now, I'll kind of talk about it as like a staircase. So full stop, the end goal of taking an exogenous ketone is to increase your blood ketones. So full stop. That's what you want, really nothing else. So I'll start kind of at the bottom of this staircase. And what I mean staircase is products that will like their impact to your blood ketones.
Yeah, perfect.
So at the bottom, what you have is MCT oil. Everybody's really heard of it. Medium chain triglycerides. It's a really effective fat. It's really easy to mobilize fat. If you take enough MCT oil, let's say, your liver will actually convert some of that into ketones.
I remember taking that stuff, Brian, before there were any ketone products on the market. That was all we had back in the day, was like MCT oil as a way to raise ketones. This was before the salts, the esters, anything like that.
Yeah. OG. No, it's been around a while and people have been using it for a long time. There's a lot of early Alzheimer's work with MCT. Yeah. But the issue with MCTs is you're not going to increase your blood ketones very much. And if you try to, very, very hard on the gut or let's say on the stomach, on GI. So like...
Well, you get the shifts too for the first few days as well.
Exactly. So if there's a lot of... With Stephen Kunane, especially brilliant Alzheimer's researcher, when he tries to use MCT to increase your blood ketones, I think his dropout rate of participants is like 50%.
Gotcha.
So it's just not really effective. So that's really at the bottom. Next up, you have R13-butanediol without the BHB attached.
Yep.
So like I said, alcoholic ketogenic precursor, high-powered MCT oil, you're going to ingest it, it's going to go to the liver, convert into small amounts of ketones.
Yep.
There are downsides to taking straight R13-butanediol. So, and this is like the Ketone IQ product, if you've seen that on the market by HVMN.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, they
we,
just
we've had that on the podcast before.
Okay, cool. So that's just R13-butanediol.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's not a ketone precursor. So, like I said, it's an alcohol. So, it's actually, from a molecular perspective, it's actually quite similar to ethanol. It's a dialcohol. So, when you ingest certain amounts of it, let's say you were going to try to get up to 2 millimolar. Decently high level, let's say you're going to try to get to 2 millimolar with butanediol, you will be inebriated. Like you will feel buzzed. Don't get on a bike. Don't drive a car. Like I encourage people to try it, but try it in a controlled setting for sure.
Understood.
Yeah. And there's a few studies out there that show that. So that's next up from MCT oil. Next, a little bit higher, you have ketone salts. So if you were to go to a GNC or go to any, let's say, grocery store, and they have ketone products, there's probably a 99% chance that is a ketone salt. So a very, very easy way to bind BHB to something and make it taste good and manufacture it is to bind BHB to a salt. The salt will serve as a buffer to the acidity that I mentioned. The salt that's going to be used is mostly sodium, and then you have calcium, potassium, and magnesium. Issues with ketone salts is the best ratio I think I've seen to date. They're getting a little bit better, but the best ratio I've seen to date, I think, is 2.5 to 1, maybe 2 to 1, and that's BHB to salt. So one serving is usually going to be 2 grams of BHB to 1 gram of salt. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand that if you 2 grams of BHB is not very much, and then you're taking 1,000 milligrams of mostly sodium. So if you were gonna try to, again, increase your blood ketones to 2.0, you're probably gonna need 4 servings of a ketone salt. So 4,000 milligrams of mostly sodium probably isn't the best thing to be doing for most people, especially in the older population. So that's ketone salts. And then I would say next up is any kind of ester that's not a monoester with BHB and butanediol. You have a few diesters out there that use MCTs and butanediol. You have another ester that combines BHB and glyceride. But again, there's something missing in their effectiveness. They just don't increase your blood ketones very well. And I think that's really important for people to understand, because a lot of people won't measure their blood ketones, which we totally understand. But I encourage people, if they're spending, because all of these products are a little expensive. Okay. Ketone salts and MCTs are probably the cheapest. But if you're spending $100 a month or even more on these products, I encourage you to see what it's actually doing for you, because chances are it's not doing very much.
Well, even when we used to work with, we still work with a lot of organizations doing ketogenic therapy, and there's still countless times where people say that they're eating a ketogenic diet, and then they test and they're not in ketosis. And then once they actually get into ketosis and measure it, they're like, oh, okay, so that's actually where I'm supposed to be. And it's the same with these products. I have a ketone meter. We both, sounds like, partner with Keto Mojo. I saw on your website that that's your preferred glucose and ketone meter.
Yeah, they're great.
So that would be a good way to measure it. And then there's also, if you don't want to stick your finger, there's some good breath meters out there as well.
Yeah, yeah. And then breath, with our product, it's interesting, because a lot of people will come to us and say, hey, my blood ketones haven't increased. Like, you guys are full of shit. Excuse my language. And then I ask them, what are you using to measure? And they'll say, oh, I'm using a urine strip, or I'm using breath. Our product is different in, because when you're in ketogenesis, your body is going to excrete ketones, especially if your body's not used to producing a lot of ketones. Your body's going to excrete ketones through a salt. Yep. And same with when you're just starting out on a ketogenic diet, you're going to be producing a lot of acetone, which is something you're going to be releasing through your breath. But our product is just BHB, not in a salt form. So your body is not going to excrete it, and it's definitely not going to produce acetone. So that's why we always encourage people, blood is way more accurate anyway, but blood is where you're going to see our product show up.
I would agree. That's kind of the gold standard. When I'm doing an extended fast, for example, I'll be testing both. I'll be testing blood, and I'll also be testing breath. But it sounds like, based on your description, if you really want to test for levels, then you would use blood as the benchmark and test with that. And it sounds like it's just a very efficient product where if you are metabolically flexible, then you're able to just put all of those ketones to work immediately, is my understanding. And if you're new to ketosis, or perhaps not able to use the product as efficiently, you'll start to see more on the acetone. Am I understanding that right? Or am I butchering that?
No. So our product will not produce acetone.
Okay.
So
LTG, test with blood. That's basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe it's important, because these terms do get thrown around quite often, and they have gotten conflated, a lot of these terms, which I totally understand. It makes sense. Like, oh, I'm on a ketogenic diet, therefore I'm going to get ketosis completely. But ketosis just means having circulating blood ketones, or a certain level of circulating blood ketones. Okay. While something like ketogenesis is the production of your own ketone bodies from fat. Our product gives you ketosis. Yeah. It does not give you ketogenesis. Okay. So ketogenesis is where you would see the acetone, the release of beta hydroxybutyrate through your urine. But with ours, and it's actually interesting, there's no reason for us to think that, let's say you've never followed a ketogenic diet and you're very metabolically inflexible, you're insulin resistant, you have a lot of metabolic dysfunction. There's no reason for us to think that you wouldn't still be able to use ketones effectively for our product.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love doing both. Like this weekend, for example, I'm doing a 72-hour fast. So I know that I will be producing a lot of my own. Once I get past, say, I don't know, 24, 36 hours, I know my body's going to be producing ketones. When I do these fasts, I also like to take Delta G, because for me, it enhances the overall experience.
Yeah.
I also like it as just a little bit of an easy, soft landing into the ketogenic state. So I'll use it in those first 24 hours. So this weekend I'll be doing that type of a fast. When I'm fasting, what I'm looking to do is I'm looking to reach the crossover point, which is like a 1-to-1 ratio of glucose to ketones. And you can see the point where your glucose and your ketones have basically crossed over and your whole body basically now is running on ketones. Your glucose pretty much goes right to the floor. Like I'll land somewhere in like the high 50s by the time I'm down to glucose. But my ketones are going to be like at 4 millimolars, like just pegged. And then you can just see that state. It's actually counterintuitive, but I get euphoric, highly euphoric in that state. And like when I haven't eaten for 2 or 3 days, this is a total tangent from what you're saying.
No, you're good. I love it. Yeah.
I cognitively am performing, you know, 3 to 4 times sharper, quicker, more creatively. Like everything is just 10 times better when you get to that really, really deep state of ketosis. So I'll mess with it like once a quarter. This will be my first 72-hour fast this weekend with Delta G.
Nice.
So I'm super excited to stack it in there.
It's the fasting one's interesting with using the product because I think it's pretty well understood that fasting has longevity benefits or health span benefits, let's say. Extends life in mammals, calorie restriction.
Sure.
I think it's still relatively debated as to why, but I think we're learning a lot now with the work being done on the ketogenic diet and ketosis in general, that elevated blood ketones can switch on a lot of these longevity pathways.
Agreed.
So the body is sensing, okay, elevated blood ketones, I've been eating for a while, it's recovery mode, let's clean out free radicals, oxidative stress.
Yep.
So if you're, let's say you're doing a 72-hour fast and you want to, let's say, like you said, enhance those health span benefits, then taking Delta G, especially in the beginning, so you have elevated blood ketones for longer, would actually make sense because then it can turn like a 72-hour water fast into, I don't know, a 90-hour water fast.
Yeah, you get that extra 24 hours up front of juice, like while you're
just
like on the struggle bus into ketosis. You take that one and you're actually starting to get some of those signaling benefits in that first 24 hours. Am I understanding that right?
You're exactly right. So we can even like enhance the benefits that you would get from a prolonged fast if you're in ketosis for longer. And yeah, just to give you some numbers in your audience, you mentioned 4 millimolar. The cool thing about the ketone monoester technology is you can achieve 3-4 millimolar immediately and safely.
That is wild.
So you can you can replicate a 72-hour water fast ketosis level in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So you can get that feeling that you were talking about, that euphoric, clear thinking, sharp thinking, kind of calming energy flow state. We call it Delta G ready state immediately, whenever you want. Diet agnostic.
Yeah.
So it's like a really interesting thing to play around with.
Well, a couple of the points to make here. One is this concept of like a hybrid fueling strategy. So what does that mean? It means like you can either be running on your body's carbohydrate reserves. That's like state one, which is our normal default operating mode when we're well fed. And then you can be running in a state of ketosis. And typically, let's just put exogenous ketones aside. But to get into ketosis, you'd have to fast for 24, 36 hours, you know, keep carbs under 20 grams, you know, traditional ketogenic therapy. And then your body is running on ketosis. But you're not ingesting any carbohydrates in that model because you need to stay in ketosis. And then now there's kind of like this third state where we can use exogenous ketones, but also be eating a diet that is not necessarily as strict or as rigorous. And now you're kind of getting the best of both worlds. It's maybe easier for a lot of people to operate in that state. Or like for me, when I'm going through my work week, I'm still eating a healthy diet, but I'm not in necessarily like ketogenesis, but I'm using the Delta G throughout the week to get a lot of those benefits without really wanting to push into deep therapeutic ketosis. So we kind of have like this middle option now, which I think is really exciting and accessible to a lot of people.
Yeah. And the way I say it is we can now enter these metabolic states that were previously impossible.
Yeah.
Where we can have ample amounts of glucose available while at the same time having ample.
That's an interesting way to say it, which were previously impossible, where you can have both. I love that idea. Yeah. So, Brian, if you don't mind, let's segue a little bit. Yeah. I ordered my first package of Delta G. I was put on your radar screen by one of our customers, Dr. Kevin Sprouse, Podium Sports Medicine. What I was initially impressed with, first of all, was just the attention to detail the product comes in, first of all. Not only did I get this beautiful package of ketones, I got an entire beautifully produced booklet that shows all of the scientific studies that have been done on ketosis and on the product, all of the scientific literature, easy to understand, accessible information about how this product works. Like, I'd never really seen that level of well thought through and concise and, quite honestly, visually beautiful documentation come with the product. It was very, very impressive. So that was just the first comment I wanted to make, is just that initial impression when I opened it was top shelf.
Great. No, I'm happy you said that, because it is it's a challenge for us to talk about the technology with, of course, referencing as much data as we can and science as we can, but not like overloading the consumer.
Yeah.
So that's it's a very delicate balance that we've had to figure out. But yeah, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from that booklet that we sent out, but also it's funny. I'm getting a little bit, which is great. I mean, we're getting a lot of traction, but I'm getting a little bit overloaded. We offer a free consultation program with me, so you can sign up for a 15-minute call.
Be careful what you wish for there.
I know, believe me. But it's been awesome, to be honest. Like, and the reason we did that is it's an expensive, complicated product. Ketones are really new. There's a lot of miscommunication out there about what ketones can offer and what you're actually getting with a ketone product. And so we use those calls to really help educate the consumer. They're not sales calls. They are more,
You already bought the product, it sounds like. So now it's just like,
most of them did. Yeah, most of the people did. They're just like, what is this? How do I use it? What are ketones? Why do I want to take ketones, et cetera? And it's great for us too, because we can figure out, okay, what are the confusion points or sticking points with the consumer? And what are they confused about? What can we help make clearer? And that guides a lot of our marketing. But yeah, we really try to be very attentive to what the consumer is confused about and what questions they may have, and getting in front of that.
Yeah, there were nice, easy to read graphs about ketosis and the basics. But then for those people who did want more technical information, all of the scientific literature was researched.
Exactly.
So I thought that was really well done. I just want to mention that. So
thank you.
Brian, I have a few of your products here. I have this one, which is the Delta H for ketone health.
Yeah.
And I have this one here, which is the Delta G Performance. This is like the high octane version I use for like very specific sets of circumstances. And then
that's a great way to put it. Yeah.
I'm also doing this one, which is like just a little packet that I keep in my travel pack, and you just add it to coffee. And I think it's 5 grams in this packet. And so these are in my backpack that goes with me on all my road trips, on my conferences, and like just having an easy way to stack this in with a coffee is awesome. So anyhow, maybe you can tell us about the different products and how to use them, because they have different purposes.
For sure. And then maybe one day you'll graduate to the leader version of just pure ketone ester.
I saw that on the website. It was pricey, but
it's like, pricey.
Having that on
as a super user,
that's dangerous. Actually, I might not go there, Rob.
I know you have to like really. All right, I can't take 100 milliliters a day. I should calm down. But yeah, so the way we kind of divide our products is into, let's say, two buckets, and those buckets are led by really 100% by the research. So right now, where the research stands, the research points to you needing much higher blood ketone levels to assist with athletic performance and recovery, and let's say therapeutic levels. Those levels will probably be around 2 millimolar and higher.
Understood.
Let's say 2 to 3.5. Yep. Now, of course, you'll get a lot of interesting benefits up there from a cognitive perspective, et cetera. So we have two products that really attack that range for people, and that's the performance product, the blue bottle that you were holding up. and then our tactical product. Both of them,
tactical one.
It's pure ketone monoester. So downsides to that, the taste is quite bitter, uniquely bad. But the plus side is that it is pure ketone monoester. So there's no other variables that you would necessarily.
So how much would be in one of those vials? Because this one, I think, is 25. Is that right?
25 milliliters and then 27 grams. But we usually talk in grams.
This is 20 grams per bottle in this one.
Okay, cool. Yeah, 25, 27. I know on the box, we had to adjust it. So on the bottle. Okay.
And then, so what's the tactical?
Tactical is 32 grams.
All right.
So a little bit more. So that just means a slightly deeper, longer ketosis.
So what level? Is that a product to be consumed in one shot? Like, could you take it all in one shot, or do you have to titrate that?
Yeah, it depends on your, let's say, pharmacokinetics when it comes to the product. Everyone's going to be slightly different. Weight is a pretty decent variable. It probably accounts for around 40% of the impact. Yep. But I'll use myself as an example. I'm around 180 pounds. If I started at 0.2 blood ketone level and I took a full bottle of Tactical, I'd probably get up to 3.2 in around 15 minutes.
Okay.
15, 20 minutes. And then performance is probably like 3.0.
And what do you expect the runtime to be on that?
Depends what you're doing. If you're working out, it's going to be a lot shorter than if you're sedentary.
Yep.
I'll use sedentary as an example. If we use that example, I took a bottle of Tactical, I got up to 3.2. I'd be in clinical ketosis. So let's say above 0.7 for probably 4 to 5 hours if I'm sedentary.
Okay.
And then if I'm training, if I'm working out, it's probably around 2 hours.
So like I like to play competitive tennis. So I would then take a Delta G performance, for example, say 15 minutes before if I wanted to like peak right when I was getting on the court.
That's exactly right.
Or if I've got a big presentation, like sometimes I'll be delivering a big presentation or something important at work where I need to be razor sharp. So like 15 minutes before is kind of like...
Exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I tell like whenever any friend or family member wants to try the product, I always make sure they understand that although we do, from a marketing perspective, we do market those two products that I mentioned, the Tactical and Performance, to endurance athletes. It's just a really clear market for us. That doesn't mean you can't use those products strategically for cognitive tasks.
I use it every day.
Yeah, exactly. So if I'm on, I took 30 mils before this podcast, if I'm giving a webinar, if I have a speaking engagement, if I have any deep work that I need to do, then I'll take a lot of the product, because it's not like I'm doing something physically demanding, but the brain's really important. The brain uses a lot of energy. And if you can provide your brain with a really clean, efficient energy source during those times, then it's a really smart way to use the technology.
Yeah, that's actually my preferred method. I'll use it before like a competitive sport event or in just day-to-day business use. You know, we wake up every day and we put it on our shoulders at work. So I'll use it strategically throughout the day. And I've always used it that way. I keep a couple bottles on hand just for like, I never know when I'm going to have to just really get a little extra performance edge, or I'm getting run down because I've been traveling a lot and I need to be sharp one day. You know, these are all different ways like I layer it in to my routine.
Yeah. And if you use it enough, like I've probably taken more ketone monoester than anyone in the world over the past 2.5 years. And if you use it enough, you start to, I don't want to say I like, of course I drank the Kool-Aid, but I've just found so many uses for it. Like if I have jet lag, if I've sleep deprived, or if I had a little bit too much fun the night before, like it's a really good tool to fix a lot of problems.
Yeah, completely agree. So I'm trying to think here, Brian. This is a lot of the questions I really wanted to answer. We at Heads Up.
And really, do you want me to talk about the two other products?
Yeah. Really quick? Sorry. Yeah. Let's finish the lineup. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you have that really deep state of ketosis, but then you have this 1 to 2 millimolar range, which is interesting because, yeah, exactly. So we've seen, and this is really just through the research, that you can still achieve a lot of really interesting benefits in that 1 to 2 millimolar range, from metabolic health, brain health, glucose stability, metabolic flexibility, et cetera, in that 1 to 2 range. And if you follow a really strict ketogenic diet, that's probably where you would end up anyway. So
a lot of people that have, like, for example, epilepsy, or mm-hmm. they have certain psychiatric conditions. There's a lot of really, really fascinating research on ketosis for certain psychiatric conditions. That a lot of that work is coming out of or being shown at Metabolic Health Summit, which is a big event where a lot of the academic research.
Yeah, we were there. And yeah, Chris Palmer is leading a lot of that, and he's done a phenomenal job. And yeah, there's a few studies using our product attempting to replicate those benefits that are using the ketogenic diet.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see that there are a lot of cases of very, very severe epilepsy that respond extremely well to a ketogenic diet. But for those people, it's extremely hard to maintain the level of nutritional ketosis to maintain seizure control. So now if you can help to supplement that, I know there was a lot of work some work at MHS looking at bipolar and so there's something about some of these psychiatric disorders that is related to a metabolic dysfunction.
And for sure.
That's where ketogenic becomes very promising. So there's applications for this at that lower level, that 1 to 2, where you just need to be there all day.
I think let's say you're super ketogenic, your blood ketones are still going to be pretty variable throughout the day. Like, let's say in the morning you're at 0.8, in the afternoon you're at 2.5. The way our product is used in those scenarios is, okay, well, I know then the morning I'm lower, so I'm going to take the ketone monoester in the morning to help stabilize my blood ketones throughout the day.
Yep.
To maximize the benefits of my ketogenic therapy, which I think is a really
so there's tactical, that's just pure high octane.
Yes.
There's performance, which is around 27 grams.
And that's flavored. That's flavored with flavor to help with the taste. And then ketone health, again, flavored. And it's aiming for that 1.5 to 2 millimolar range. And then Delta Gold, that one, again, that's aiming for like probably 1.5 millimolar.
This usually is pure genius, by the way, this packaging. Like, just
it's cool, right? Yeah.
I love it.
It's a lot easier than our other form factor. But yeah, so, and of course, one of the main reasons we did that too is we noticed a lot of benefits from 1 to 2 millimolar, but also we wanted people to understand that they don't have to spend $25 a serving to get some benefits that they want. It's a really expensive manufacturing process. So I think the one you just held up was $5. So $5 a serving, you can still get some of these really good benefits of ketosis without completely blowing out your budget.
Agreed. And so I also wanted to talk a little bit about the Keto Mojo and how to actually measure that you're in ketosis. So if you're listening to this and you're making an investment in your health and you're making an investment in products like Delta G, understanding how to measure it to make sure that you're doing it properly is really important. And you guys on your website, you can actually even order the Keto Mojo meter as well. And that's also the meter that we connect to at Heads Up on our dashboard. And for those who have never used the Keto Mojo before, it's a dual purpose meter. So it can measure your blood glucose, which is awesome. And it can also measure your blood ketones. So when Brian is saying, hey, if you take this product and in 15 to 20 minutes, take the ketone measurement, and then in 45 minutes, take a ketone measurement, and then in 90 minutes, take a ketone measurement. And what that data starts to show you is how the product is working inside of your body. It will show that how much do I need to take to get to my desired level? As Brian already mentioned, some of it is going to be dependent on the individual. Brian might need a full bottle of Delta G to get to 3 millimolar. And someone who's got a very different set of genetics or body composition might need half of that. And someone else might need 1.5 times that. So being able to do accurate measurement is going to help you personalize the dose that you need for different situations. So any other comments, Brian, that you'd add just in terms of Keto Mojo or how to properly measure your usage of the product?
No, I think that was perfectly said. And it's important if you do follow a ketogenic diet or you use ketogenic therapy, you'd be surprised how many people I speak with who follow a ketogenic diet. Then I ask, are you measuring your blood ketones? And they say no. And it's like, I guess they're just assuming they're in ketosis. But it's really important to, I think, not only like even, let's say even outside the product, to say, okay, well, I feel really good right now. I'm following a ketogenic diet. And like in this moment, I feel really, really good. Let's see what my blood ketones are.
Yep.
Because then that'll be like, okay, at 1.5 millimolar, I feel awesome. So let's try to shoot for that. And let's try to average that throughout the day.
That's what we've got. I'm aiming for 1.5. That's all I need. And I know exactly how much I need to take to get there. And then I can do a quick test and maybe titrate up a little bit if I need to or not.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's important for us too, because if you look on any other, let's say, ketone product website, they're not selling Keto Mojos because they don't want you to test your blood ketones when you're taking their product. But I think it's also important for us to kind of put our money where our mouth is and say, if you test your blood ketones after taking our product, you will achieve the ketosis levels that you want.
Awesome. I love that. I love that it's bundled. I think that's the perfect device. And also, if you're listening, it's a way to properly implement these products. And a lot of it is also just developing a level of mastery over your metabolism. And you develop metabolic mastery by learning how to control your glucose and ketones through diet, through exercise, through use of exogenous ketones, through the way that you rest and recover, through the way that you manage your stress. So, you know, I've been tinkering with ketogenic therapy for 6 or 7 years now to get to the point where I have complete 100% ability to control my metabolism through the choices I make. And that for me is a big part of longevity. It's a big part of life, just self-preservation and getting into those later stages of life without having to worry as much or to be proactive about metabolic dysfunction, insulin sensitivity, cognitive decline, you know, all the things that slowly start to creep in as our metabolic function starts to wane. So testing also is a tool for you to develop mastery over your own metabolism.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And the cool thing too is I noticed you are wearing a CGM.
Yeah, right here.
CGM. Yeah.
You know, this has also been a great tool because I'm not carrying my glucometer with me everywhere I go. And even if I did, it's okay, I got to set a timer. When did I eat? Okay, when do I take a measurement? You know, this thing, I can just open up my app. I knew I had a restaurant meal today. I can look 8 hours later, I can go back and look. Like, what did I hit with that meal? And then that will also help me self-correct. You know, a place I've been eating at just down the street from me, like, I hadn't worn a CGM for a couple months and I found a new place and I had something that I would normally enjoy. And again, sure enough, once the CGM went on, I was like, what? That is way higher than I thought.
Yeah.
So I just make a slight correction there. So for me, it's just a continuous set of small corrections that the CGM helps with.
For sure. And the cool thing about it is that the technology is getting to the point now where I think that they're starting to be released, but continuous ketone monitors are starting to come.
I've heard about these.
So that's really
more badass when you just have both data feeds coming in from the same.
Yeah. And a lot of them are going to have lactate as well and ethanol content.
Have you actually seen one in the wild, Brian? I hear of them. I've never seen one.
I've seen a ketone monitor. I haven't used a continuous ketone monitor. I think it was released in Europe. I think there may be one in the US that recently was released. I still have to get my hands on one, but it's not like readily available to everyone, I don't think yet. But the technology is there. We'll see how accurate it is. Even if it's like relatively accurate, I think that still is worth something.
Awesome. Well, this has been incredibly educational. Brian, I'm a huge fan of your products. I'm a regular user of your products. I love the way you guys have gone to market. And we're excited to keep partnering with you guys. I know this is a new partnership between Heads Up and Delta G. So we'll include links in the show notes here for anybody who wants to try the product or get more information about Delta G. But thanks for bringing an awesome product to market. I wish you guys the best of success. And any other parting comments here that you would want to leave, Brian, for people who want to learn more or get in touch with you or just connect with the company in general Anything you want to share with us here in closing?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me. And I can speak for our company when I say that we're really excited about the partnership. Huge fan of what you guys are doing. So it's really cool. And from our perspective, yeah, just get on the website. We try to get as much information out there as possible. So we have all of our clinical data on the website. We have a whole science section. We have a whole blog series called the Oxford Review that will really dive deep into metabolism, cognition, athletic performance, recovery, with all the studies cited. But yeah, we try to just get as much as possible out there. And then if you're still confused, I totally get it and sympathize with that. But you can always sign up for a call with me. My schedule is getting quite busy, so try to be quick with it and sign up like early in the morning. But yeah, I'd love to chat with anybody who's curious.
Yeah, and full disclosure, we are partnering with Delta G. We also have an affiliate relationship with Delta G. So in the show notes, there'll be a code for 20% off. You can use that. You can try the products. Don't take our word for it. Also get your Keto Mojo and test, and then start to figure out how you want to bring the awesome benefits of exogenous ketones into your own life. So
perfect.
Thank you, Brian. Much more to come with Heads Up and Delta G. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Data Driven Health Radio.